This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Homestorm Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. By Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Bay Counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News Room. I'm Dina Brudereck. Yesterday, the Huron Area Tech Center orchestrated two simulated emergency response drills, captivating the attention of students and community members alike. Under the guidance of Ryan Schwartz, instructor for the Huron Area Technical Center Law and Public Safety Program, these exercises aimed to shed light on the perils of impaired driving, particularly pertinent during the prom season. The morning session kicked off shortly after 9:30 a.m., unfolded with a chillingly realistic portrayal of a drunk driving crash with the confines of the HATC's parking lot. As the scene unfolded, students from the morning session bore witness to the stark aftermath, providing them with invaluable insights of the dire consequences of reckless decisions. Additionally, the drill served as a crucial training opportunity for hospital staff, dispatchers, and emergency responders, including the MSP Carroll Post, who actively participated in the exercise, and local fire departments. As the day progressed, the focus shifted towards the afternoon session that began around 12:30 p.m. This segment promised to elevate the realism with the involvement of flight care and a hearse even, adding an extra layer of authenticity to the simulation. Residents in the proximity to HATC situated west of Bad Axe were forewarned of the ongoing training exercises. Spectators were advised to remain vigilant as the presence of emergency vehicles, blaring sirens, and the conspicuous sight of the flight care helicopter were all integral components of the drill. And a collision at the intersection of Nugent and Sand Beach Roads on Tuesday evening resulted in injuries for three individuals with alcohol suspected as a contributing factor. The incident occurred around 5:55 p.m. on April 30th when a 75-year-old male rear-ended a car that was stationary at the intersection. Emergency services, including Bad Axe Police, the Fire Department, and Bad Axe and Central Huron Ambulance, swiftly responded to the scene. Investigating officer Hustling determined that a 2017 Chevy Impala, driven by a 65-year-old Harbor Beach man, was struck from behind by a northbound 2013 Ford Edge, driven by the 75-year-old. The driver of the Ford Edge was transported to McLaren ER for treatment of crash-related injuries. Additionally, medical attention was provided at the scene to the driver and a 64-year-old Harbor Beach woman, a passenger in the Chevy Impala, before they were released. Alcohol is suspected to have played a role in the collision, prompting an ongoing investigation by the Bad Axe Police Department. Stay tuned for updates as the investigation progresses. And in a recent incident near Sunrise Sunset, a 29-year-old woman sustained critical injuries in an ORV rollover. The crash occurred on a Lee Hill Road south of M46 and was reported to Tuscola Dispatch at 2:15 a.m. on April 26. Multiple agencies, including those from Carroll, Kingston, and Cass City, responded to the scene. Meanwhile, Tuscola County Sheriff deputies were engaged with another case involving an intoxicated individual in Millington Township. Upon arrival, the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office Accident Investigation Team assumed control of the situation in Mayville. The injured woman was swiftly transported to the hospital by MMR. Meanwhile, the 38-year-old male driver who sustained minor injuries faced arrest for operating while under the influence, an action resulting in significant harm. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Life's about the choices we make. What to wear, what to eat, what to do in a day. It can be fun, but what if we pick the wrong choice? At Thumb Cellular, the only wrong choice is not to make one. Right now, Thumb Cellular has three great deals to choose from, and all are winners. You can choose to double your device trade-in value, choose AppleCare Plus protection for half price, or choose a free accessory for your brand new smartphone. Whichever you pick is money saved in your pocket. Plus, anyone switching to Thumb Cellular or adding a line will get a bonus month of free service. The choice is easy. Choose Thumb Cellular and save. Terms and conditions apply. Ask a customer care rep for full details. Maximum trade-in credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. In Huron County, values surged since the 2023 equalization report, with total taxable value for 2024 reaching approximately $2.85 billion, a 6.07% increase from last year. Expired tax breaks like those for industrial facilities tax abatements contributed, along with new wind turbines in Huron Township. Director Jason Daniels attributes much of the industrial value spike to these factors. The inflation rate cap multiplier set at 5% by the U.S. Department of Labor has also played a role. Property tax inflation has been capped at 5% since Proposal A in 1995, with Michigan using the Federal Consumer Price Index to gauge fluctuations. Daniels outlines increases in taxable value by property class from 2023 to 2024, including a 15.20% surge in industrial value, and notable rises in residential, commercial, agricultural, and personal property values. You can view more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And in a late-night operation on May 1st, the Huron County Sheriff's Department swiftly responded to a distress call from a 12-year-old in McKinley Township. Deputy Nathan Lepick was dispatched to a wooded, swampy area at the western end of Crown Road, where the young caller reported his mother missing. According to Sheriff Kelly Hansen, the teenager informed Deputy Lepick that he, along with his 9-year-old brother, had been mushroom hunting with their parents and a family friend when the mother wandered off and became lost. Despite contacting her son via her cell phone to relay her situation, she hesitated to call 911 directly. Upon Deputy Lepick's encouragement, the mother eventually made the call to 911, allowing dispatchers to approximate her location. With nightfall descending, additional deputies and emergency personnel, including the Windsor Township Fire Department, were mobilized for the search. Sergeant Bradley Strzyski located the missing woman amidst dense vegetation and knee-deep water. Prompt action by the Windsor Fire Department facilitated her safe extrication. The 37-year-old, along with her companions, was escorted back to McKinley Township residence, leaving behind the golf cart they had used for transportation. Sheriff Hansen stated that alcohol likely had a role in this incident that could have easily resulted in more than picker cuts and wet feet. All responders cleared the scene before midnight on Wednesday. And the Sebring Police Department issued a crime alert on Facebook after a silver 2003 Buick sedan was stolen from the village during the overnight hours of Monday to Tuesday. The car, left unlocked with keys in the ignition, was parked in the victim's driveway and discovered missing around 2 p.m. on Tuesday. A few blocks away, an unlocked pickup truck was also targeted. A brown bifold wallet containing nearly $200, credit cards, and identification was taken during the same time frame. The stolen vehicle was apprehended around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday by Sterling Heights Police Department. Both the driver and passenger, hailing from the Detroit metro area, were arrested for possession of the stolen vehicle and also possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, multiple warrants, and traffic violations. Chief Stephen Repke of the Sebring Police Department cautioned residents against leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars, emphasizing the prevention of easy targets for potential criminals. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's that time of year again when farmers are preparing for the spring planting season. Let Thumb Bank & Trust help your farming operation grow. This is Matt Ross, Ag Lender for Thumb Bank & Trust. We offer competitive rates and convenient terms designed to meet your specific needs. If you are looking to expand your farm operation, obtain a line of credit, or buy new machinery, let Thumb Bank & Trust help you. We will meet you in person at one of our offices or at the farm. We are committed to helping Thumb area farmers succeed. Give me a call at our pigeon office or visit us online at thumb.bank to learn more. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
NMLS number 462637, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Andrew Shanky, Mount Morris teenager who admitted to igniting 40 fires across mid-Michigan, including some at deserted motels in Saginaw County, has been sentenced this week. Shank, who was 17 when he started some of the fires, pleaded guilty in March to third-degree arson, a felony carrying a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. However, his sentence remained as undisclosed due to his status as a juvenile when committing some of the offenses. The 19-year-old initiated a string of fires on January 7th of 2023, at the former Welcome Inn and Suites in Buena Vista Township. Additionally, he faced accusations of setting fires at the vacant Days Inn in Bridgeport. In Genesee County, Shank admitted guilt to three counts of third-degree arson and one count of malicious destruction of property for other fires he ignited. As part of his plea deal, a charge of first-degree arson was dismissed. Shank is set to be sentenced in Genesee County Circuit Court on June 10th. And Yavonda March, a 39-year-old, stands accused of first-degree arson for allegedly igniting a fire at Sunridge Apartments as an act of retaliation against her boyfriend. The incident occurred when March purportedly set fire to her boyfriend's clothing inside an apartment unit. This resulted in flames spreading and causing damage to two buildings within the complex. Despite the potential risks posed by the fire, fortunately, no injuries were reported among the residents. March's arrest was swiftly made by the Flint Township Police Department following the incident, and she subsequently appeared in court on Monday for arraignment proceedings. The case highlights the serious consequences that can arise from deputies escalating into criminal actions, affecting not only the individuals involved, but the wider community impacted by such events. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Looking to add some new life to a room in your home? Visit Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe to shop indoor and outdoor furniture, accessories, flooring, custom blinds, and more. Let us help you get the change you're looking for. Our showroom offers a wide variety of styles and price points so everyone can find just what they need. Hundreds of recliners on hand. From rocker recliners to accent chairs, they have them. Sectional sofas, sofa sleepers, bedroom sets, and dining room tables in all sizes from small to large banquet tables. Come see our selection of accessories like wall art, pictures, lamps, area rugs, greenery, and table decor. Find a wide selection of indoor and outdoor furniture, accessories, flooring, and custom blinds. 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing available. Stop into Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe today and talk to one of our sales associates to find the perfect fit for you.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Returning briefly to the campaign trial, Donald Trump has called the judge presiding over his hush money trial crooked, a day after being held in contempt of court and threatening with jail time for violating a gag order. The order bars him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some others connected to his trial, but he is still free to criticize the judge. The former president is visiting the swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. During his one-day break from court, Trump is trying to achieve a balance act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term while also fighting felony charges in New York. Trent, police have arrested nearly 2,200 people during pro-Palestinian protests at college campuses across the United States in recent weeks. They have sometimes used riot gear, tactical vehicles, and flashbang devices to clear tent encampments in occupied buildings. At Columbia University, one officer accidentally discharged his gun inside an administration building while clearing out protesters camped inside. That's according to the New York Police Department. No one was injured by the officer's action. A tally by the Associated Press recorded at least 56 incidences of arrests at 43 different U.S. colleges or universities since April 18th, stemming from recent campus protests over the Israel-Hamas war. And the United Nations Humanitarian Aid Agency says hundreds of thousands of people would be at imminent risk of death if Israel carries out a military assault in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The city has become critical for humanitarian aid and is highly concentrated with displaced Palestinians. Leaders internationally have urged Israeli Prime Minister to be cautious about any incursion into Rafah. Overnight, seven people, including children, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the city. The war has killed over 34,000 Palestinians in Gaza, driven around 80% of the population of 2.3 million from their homes. In the U.S., students have been protesting for universities to separate themselves from any companies that are advancing Israel's military efforts in Gaza. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. By Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinilac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Thumb Siler, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Siler is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond. And we do have one local obituary. Michelle Weiderhold, 65, of Elkton, passed away Wednesday, May 1st, at home. Funeral services for Michelle Weiderhold will be at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, May 7th, at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Burial will be in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation will be from 3 until 8 p.m. on Monday, May 6th. Memorials may be made to Michelle Weiderhold's family, and you can leave a memory with her friends and families at champagnefuneralchapel.com. And you can view this and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.